brought to you by Carol Beck and broadcasting live from the Dallas Entrepreneur Center, The Deck at 311 North Market Street, Suite 200 in Dallas, Texas. It's time for Career Advancement Radio, providing information to help enhance your career. Now here's your host, Dr. Marilyn Carroll.
Good afternoon, Dallas, and welcome to Career Advancement Radio. I am Dr. Marilyn Carroll, and today's topic is borrowed from an article in Diversity Executive. Branding, not bragging. So this is dedicated to my women listening audience this week. I've been reading this Lean In book by Sheryl Sandberg again for a group discussion that I was having with some ladies and also with one of my clients that I advised to read this book. So it was great. I advised her to read the book because, let me read this to you. It is a quote from a recommendation for the book from Sir Richard Branson. He's the chairman of the Virgin Group. And in his quote recommendation, he said, if you love Sheryl Sandberg's incredible TED Talk on why we have two free women leaders, or simply believe, as I do, that we need equality in the boardroom, then this book is for you. As Facebook COO, Sheryl Sandberg has firsthand experience of why having more women in leadership roles is good for business as well as society. Lean In is an essential reading for anyone interested in writing the injustice of inequality. But inequality, I will say this to offer this on. This article written in 2011 in Diversity Executive, I thought it was so well written. And it was the first article. This article was really written by Valerie Palin. And the title of the article was called A Brand Called You. few people getting ahead at the office, in their office, or getting ahead by standing in their offices and letting their work speak for itself. Women in particular should use personal branding techniques to position themselves for the next project or role or path to success. Now, I had one of the articles also that was, or questions that was written to ask Dr. Marilyn. And in the question, it said, Dr. Marilyn, these emails come directly to my email box at marilyn@drmarilyncarroll.com, or they will write me at any of the other emails that I have, or they may pick up the phone if they know me personally and call me and say, Dr. Marilyn, I have a question, and they'll leave the voicemail message with that question. So you have the opportunity. You can tweet me at Dr. Marilyn. That's my Twitter handle, or you can send me a email at marilyn@drmarilyncarroll.com. That's marilyncarroll.com, drmarilyncarroll.com. You can give me a phone call at 214-301-1664. Someone that's working with me will take the message, or you can provide the message to them. Or if my voicemail comes on, you're more than welcome to leave the message there, the question there. If you do not want me to give your full name, please let me know that as well, and I will not give your full name. But if you don't mind me giving your full name, I will definitely go along with that. So in the question that came to Dr. Marilyn, the person said, I keep getting looked over at my company for promotions and other opportunities. I'm not sure what's happening and what's going on. I'm very good at what I do. I've been told so by my manager. And however, though I keep getting looked over for promotion opportunities as well as for other opportunities within the company. And I don't know what's going on. And to me, it sounds like a branding opportunity. And many of us, including myself, I can identify when I have that branding opportunity and that I need to spruce up that brand, my brand, and find ways to do so. And if it's not the brand that I need to spruce up, then I need to maybe find other opportunities. Or I suggest that to others as well, that it's time to find other opportunities so that you can have an opportunity to market your brand in those opportunities. Okay. So Valerie wrote, and she gave an example of this woman. I forget the woman's name. I think it was Tanya or something like that. Tanya or Tanya. And this lady, Tanya, she expected to receive a management position for a customer service project team. And she found out from some of her peers through the water cooler that someone from another group was being considered for that position. Well, in disbelief, because she had been working with this customer for over 6 months, she couldn't believe that somebody else was being considered for the promotion. She had rave reviews and on her leadership and collaboration with others. And so what was happening for her really didn't make sense. And then the other person didn't know anything about the customer. And she wondered, how in the world can someone who knows nothing about the customer come in and potentially ruin what I have set up for this company and all the knowledge and information I have about the company? And then she really wondered, why on earth would the company consider someone else for the job that was her job that she had claimed? So Tanya reacted quickly to the influence by key decision makers before they decide. Reacting and getting in touch with key influence makers at our company. And she held meetings to position herself as the best choice for the manager role and actively self-promote herself, her knowledge, her expertise and effectiveness in relationship that she'd had with this customer thus far. And she relayed this information about her track record and successes. And after several meetings, she received the coveted management position that she wanted. After the fact, Tanya kind of talked about it, you know, that was a close call for her, and she wondered, why on earth would this be happening to her? Why did they even get this close? And how could someone else even be considered for this position that she had worked so hard for? If we go back to the 70s, I mean, the 1997 time period in Fast Company, there was this article called The Brand Called You, and it was written by Tom Peters. And he the book he wrote was In Search of Excellence. And it was about the benefits of empowering decision makers at multiple levels of a company. And he announced that the arrival of the whole Brand Me campaign, personal branding. And he shared with us all at that time that we are all a brand. We are all in charge of our brand and how it's perceived or looked at in the marketplace. And currently we have a lot of social media and other stands that we're presenting ourselves on. And even I, as a business person and owner, have a many challenges with this brand thing and don't know which area to go in. So I look so forward to sharing this article with you all and say it's not an easy task. I say that. But there is one way to create the brand called you. Accept that and you start today, as the author wrote in her article. That was Valerie Palin again, who wrote in her article. And I thought her article was great, a great article. Let's see. It was in Women at Work. The article was in Women at Work magazine. So you may want to find that and look at it and say, you know, this is good. And I think this is a really good topic. I love the Lean In book and what it represents. As I stated, this is my second reading of the book. And the first time I read it in a bookstore, it's not a big read, and the Lean In book is really not. We have a lot of references in it. It's about 200 pages. I have the book in front of me now. And like I said, the book is about of reading material, maybe 170 pages of reading material, with the rest being there. So it's not a, it was a number one bestseller. It was on the market for quite some time. But let's remember this, back to branding, self-promotion. Don't be afraid. I remember as a manager, a lot of people would come into my office, especially women that were in their 40s and 50s, and say, well, Marilyn, I'm not big on promoting myself. I let other people do that for me, because if I'm as good as people think, my work should speak for itself. Bull crap. That's not true. The people that get ahead, unfortunately, are people that do a lot of branding of themselves, whether false or correct. And so branding is extremely important. So remember this, people. Effective careers are built on three factors: interest, possessing the necessary knowledge and competencies for effective performance, and taking advantage of available opportunities. This is the difference between you and the person that gets the job. They take advantage of available opportunities. The next thing to remember is, and sometimes organizations are going to pick certain people because those people have what they feel as though they need at that moment to get this done. And it goes back to another topic we had. Sometimes as managers, the person chosen to do the job has nothing to do with talents and skills of the individuals, but more so a trust factor. So remember that as well. But a lot of times that trust factor sometimes creates the wrong person for the job because it's going to take time for that individual to get up to par. So you have to know what that job is needed in order to go to that next level, okay? But now, a personal brand supports all three of those competencies. The knowledge competency, the interest, and possessing the necessary knowledge and skills and abilities to perform that job at a high level. Opportunities are often created with preparation of self-confidence. And this is something that we don't do a lot of. We don't seem to have a lot of self-confidence. You have to be self-confident. Even though you make a mistake, and I was talking to one of my clients on Friday night who had a very low confidence level in her abilities to produce the best product that she could have produced, but given the factors that she shared with me, I thought that she probably did a fantastic job under the circumstances. And she said she gave it to the person that is kind of working with her, in charge of her, to review and look at, and they thought it was fine as well. But as another factor, and even though I'm going to say a lot of things to you today, people that you're giving things to may not have as much knowledge and skills and abilities as you. And a lot of times people working and managing a product don't have the mere amount of knowledge that you have. They're there to manage because somebody trusts them or needs them, or they were able to self-promote themselves to get to that position. They might not necessarily be the expert in that particular area. So you have to know, and you have to know who else you can partner with in the organization that's just as knowledgeable as you to get it done. So let me say this. Companies like Apple, Dell, Microsoft, Facebook, a lot of these companies knew to hire a better talent, higher level talents and skills needed to push their companies to the next level. They knew that they did not necessarily have the skill sets needed. They were inventors. They were creators. They create. They don't necessarily manage large organizations. They didn't have the skill set for that. So they hired other people that did have the skill set for that in order to move their companies to growth level like they needed to. Okay. Remember that sometimes, even though I'm going to say a lot of things to you today about you and what you need to do, you also need to recognize if you're at a company that appreciates talent. If you're at a company that appreciates you moving into or moving talent in the right places in order to get the best out of the company's resources, okay? So oftentimes, again, opportunities are created with preparation and self-confidence, whereas competent performance without assertive self-promotion creates recognition vacuums. So if you're not self-promoting and you're very confident and you're prepared and you have the knowledge and skills and ability, if you're keeping a closed mouth, and as my friend said to me, closed mouths don't get fed, and they don't get fed. Women need to take credit for their contributions, because if they do not, someone else less deserving will. Again, women, as women, we need to take credit for our contributions, because if we do not, someone else less deserving will. Now, leaders also need to encourage women to actively participate in discussions and tell people what they are working on. When people ask you, what do you do? And you have your 1 minute elevator speech, you need to come on out and say what it is that you're working on and the importance of it, and show some enthusiasm about it. People don't engage with you otherwise. Yesterday, I came into our elevator at the building where I live, and I was on it, and I was going up to my floor, and I saw another young lady, and she started asking me questions, and I talked to her for a minute. Let's do a minute. We were riding up to the sixth floor of the building, and we started talking, and the process was so engaging. We came down. She came back to my floor, or went to next to my floor, got off the elevator, and we stood there and had a 30-minute conversation based on that 1 minute elevator speech, or less than 1 minute elevator speech that I gave her. And that moment created an opportunity to connect with other resources that I didn't know she had available. You gotta talk. And people who be quiet, get on elevators, get on things and never say good morning, hi, how are you doing? And looking down and looking like you lost your best friend all the time. Those things will kill you in a career market. They will kill you in life. You need to self-promote all the time and not just focus on your worries, your concerns, your life, and not get involved. Without getting involved, you will not get anywhere. It takes a village, people. It really does. Not only in raising families, but in raising your careers. It takes a village. Now, women who sit in their offices and think that their work speaks for itself, as I gave in my example of some women I work with back at the bank and back at an investment company I worked at before, and I was their manager, they really didn't have any idea. And I never saw really any of them get promoted up to the next level. Now, those that did self-promotion, sometimes they got promoted. Oftentimes they didn't get promoted, but more times than not, they would get promoted into jobs that didn't necessarily fit their skill sets, or they didn't have the necessary talent to produce in that position that would take that group to the next level. Can a woman say that people anticipate meeting her having heard about her good work before they met? Heck no, they cannot. Listen, nobody knows what you do. I have lived in this building for 3 years, and this lady has lived around the corner for me in the building for 3 years, and never had we had that type of discussion. But on Saturday, I was in a good mood. She was in a better mood, I guess. And we talked about other things before, but we never talked about what we do. And so once we talked about what we do, I talked about what I did. That gave her some interest, and she went on and we had a 30-minute conversation from there. Making it happen. In order to make things happen for yourself, you have to be actively promoting yourself on your team and your purposeful networking across the organization and outside the company on where there are key activities. Successful networking is a career booster, not a career limiter, but it's a booster. We can maximize our rewards by promoting ourselves as good managers at corporate navigators. So, because we're going to go through many different leaders that we work with at companies. So having that personal brand and taking ownership of it, we need to use I when speaking about ourselves and we when speaking about our teams. Understanding what you did on a resume is not going to ask you what companies are looking for today. They're not looking for what the group did. They want to know what results that you brought to the table that helped the organization move its level to growth. And if you cannot provide any information that helped the organization, so practice makes perfect here, you have to be able to do this. If you can't provide information, quantifiable information, quantifiable, not quality, but quantifiable information, that means numbers, money, monetary numbers, something that says I helped move the needle from A to B in this position. Nobody cares about the position. I mean, we care, but we don't care about it as much as we care about what results you were able to add in that position. Okay. So skill sets matter. Women who get out of their offices and network using a well-crafted statement get much further ahead than women who do not and do not do the things that they need to do. So identifying the obstacles and designing plans to overcome your obstacles of identifying your brand and establishing your brand. If you need to hire a branding coach, you need to do that. If you need to hire a career coach, hire one. If you need to spend more time researching and developing that brand for yourself, do that. Ask some questions, ask individuals, what do you think about me? What words come up when you think of Sally, if your name is Sally, what words come up that interest you, that make you want to come to me? Why did you come to me? Why do you call me? Why do you seek advice from me? What's going on? How are people looking at me? Even ask your manager. What do you think? Don't be afraid. It may hurt getting information from your manager that may not sound good, but you want honest feedback. You do not want dishonest feedback. And a lot of times companies or managers will cover things up. That's another thing, because people are suing happy. They will sue the heck out of people because they think that somebody hurt their feelings or made a gesture or comment that didn't work with them. And you got to know your audience, know who you're speaking with, know how they talk, how they communicate, what is the feedback that they provide to people, and what are some of the things that you can do to not embrace or be involved with people, or not necessarily be involved, but more so get information that you can take with a grain of salt, or information that you can use and adequately move the needle for your help, for your success in organizations, okay? Brand yourself. And branding is not bragging. And remember that an effective career is built on three factors: interest, possessing necessary knowledge and competencies for the effective performance, and taking advantage of available opportunity. A personal brand supports all three, and opportunities often are created through preparation and self-confidence. Women, as women, we need to take credit for the contributions that we make to organizations and projects and situations and make them work for us. That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us at Career Advancement Radio. I'm Dr. Marilyn Carroll, and you can reach me at marilyn@drmarilyncarroll.com, or you may contact me at 214-301-1664. Thank you for joining us on our show today.